Today we're speaking with Mark Daner, Marketing Manager of Refined and Renewable Fuels for Growmark Incorporated, and our topic is on fuel, the technology, the use of technology in fuel quality management and why that's important. First of all, Mark, talk just a little bit about fuel quality management and the importance of that, and then we'll get into the use of technology in it. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, Cindy, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. Fuel quality, you know, when we look at our customers, whether it be ag-related or excavation or commercial fleets, whatever it is, they have a big investment in the fuel storage. Whatever size of tank it is, we're talking $3.50, $4 diesel fuel, $3.50, $4 gasoline. So, again, big investment. We want to make sure when that gallon of fuel is consumed that the performance is as, you know, as it should be. So we want to make sure that from the refinery gate to the moment of use, it's the quality is as it should be.
Okay, so I mean, we're talking about in a lot of cases like fuel storage tanks and things like that, especially those that people might have on their farms.
That would be correct. Yes, our distribution system would take from our tank wagons to the end user, the farm tanks. Whether it be 500, 1,000, whatever the size it may be, and making sure while that fuel is stored, and sometimes we store fuel for maybe longer than is intended to, and so we want to make sure that fuel is, when it's consumed, that the performance is what we want it to be.
Well, because we know that especially diesel engines that have fuel injection systems, that they really can't have any foreign material or anything like that in there. It just makes them perform Not as well as they could, right?
Cindy, you're exactly right. The new engine technology of today, the tolerances are very, very much tighter. We're talking about between the sleeve and the needle of the injectors are 1 to 3 microns, which allows virtually no room for any kind of foreign material. So it is very, very important again that the fuel is particulate free, and when we talk about particulate, it can come in the form of oxidation, which is the deterioration of the fuel itself, or it could be particles that originate from rust or corrosion or something like that. So again, we want to make sure that is particulate free and good quality.
Okay, so how do you do that? What kind of technology do you use to help especially your customers make sure they get the most out of their fuel?
Well, sometimes the technology is not what you call especially sophisticated, but what the customer and the fuel the energy salespeople themselves needs to be checking that fuel storage tank periodically, both for a water bottom, because again, through condensation and just natural processes, we can build water bottoms in storage tanks themselves. And then plus looking for any debris or any sludge that might be forming over time in the bottom of tanks. And if we are finding those, then we need to get rid of them. Either, pump the water off, dispose of it in a proper manner, or if it's sludge, it gets to a point where we need to clean the tank and start fresh again.
And I know as far as cleaning the tanks, you have I've seen on display like a Farm Progress show, I think it was last year in 2012, you had like a fuel cleaning process, a fuel tank cleaning process that can really sparkle up those tanks.
Well, it is. We call it polishing the fuel, and the tank cleaner itself, and many of our members would have those, but it's just for diesel fuel. They're not designed for gasoline, but again, you would take the level of the tank down quite low, and then it starts recirculating. And first, you're recirculating the fuel through a bag-type filter, which would capture the larger particles. Then as that's done, and then we go through a finer, I guess you'd say, a second-stage filter to capture the more finer materials. And then as the fuel goes back in the tank, is clean, and the customer is good to go. And so not every tank needs that, but the ongoing monitoring process will determine when and if that's needed.
And as you say, when you keep fuel in a tank for a long period of time, this is bound to happen. And also, when you some of these farms, I know you've got fuel tanks out there that are quite old in some cases, right?
Well, you're right. In some cases, the tanks have got some age on them, and again, fuel through it's just a natural process. Fuel does oxidize over time, and when a fuel oxidizes, the heavier parts of the molecules will precipitate out, and over time they will create a sludge type material, and that's just something that happens. So again, monitoring the tank for moisture, for sludge, or for any particulate, that's just a good housekeeping technique for good fuel quality management.
This is an important service that GrowMark Energy offers to their customers, and it may be something that they need to look into as far as being a customer of GrowMark Energy. This is just another way that you help serve your customers.
That's right. Again, fuel, not only do we want to be the supplier of the fuel gallon to our farm customers and fleets and commercial and whatever, but we want to make sure that we are good stewards of their investment to make sure that their fuel supply remains the highest quality there is. We're very proud of our products. We're very proud of our service. And again, that's just part of the offering we have throughout the FS system.
All right. Thanks, Mark.